Yo, what's up, everybody? We here live for All the Ride. Hey, man, we got another very, very, very special guest with us. We got Breda Dunn. Hey, man. Y'all already know, bro. Y'all know how we start this pod. How we feeling? Guys, you feel like, I feel like you on a whole different level, my guy.
Why you got a hoodie like on?
But look at this, look at the drip though. I'm fucking with the drip. Like it gives me Soulja Boy vibes, like the vibe, like the verses. I'm just bullshitting you, my guy. But I told y'all that. I told y'all that Bow Wow was gonna smack it.
Be drinking on one, bro.
Hell nah.
First rapper to do three songs, the verse back.
He the first rapper to do every goddamn thing.
First rapper to do three songs back in the verse.
Did you watch the verses?
No.
I threw a verses party. I told you we should have had a party.
Soulja Boy, I don't really know nothing about our song. You can't name one.
I ain't gonna. But look though, no. I ain't gonna count.
I can name like five.
I ain't gonna count when he was performing them shits. Though, I was like, damn, I did used to rock with these. I can't count. And then on top of that, I ain't gonna lie though. If Bow Wow was on the same type of performance time that Soulja Boy was on, Soulja Boy would have won. Because I ain't going to count. More folk wanted to hear Soulja Boy shit in there.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it in the book. Off crowd reception, more people wanted to hear Soulja Boy shit in there. Just because
Soulja Boy got like shit that's like never going to like get old.
I mean, Bow Wow do too, though. I can't count.
Like, he got dances and shit. He got like everything.
The dances to the song really make it like timeless.
Yeah,
bro. Them big ass hoodies and jerseys we used to wear when the song Basketball used to be on.
I never changed my drip for Bow Wow. I changed my drip for Soulja Boy.
But you think that.
I did.
You think that.
You did.
Bow Wow.
I realized that you did. I changed my drip for Soulja Boy.
Oh, hell, dog, boy. You ain't finna catch me out.
When Roscoe Dash was here, I did. I had the Roscoe Dash shit.
Right. Roscoe Dash a whole different way.
What's the Migos shit?
Huh?
What's the Migos shit?
You don't remember 2014, 2013 when everybody was dressing like them? You remember them shirts. Y'all remember them stained glass preacher shirt. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, God. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Versace,
the fake Versace shirt. You going every store and buy it back then. Yeah.
Niggas out here looking like a Timberland boot. Talk about they fuck with me.
Basically.
What?
Yeah.
Honor, bro. Well, how you feeling? What's going on?
I'm straight.
This is our mental health segment. Tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, God, it is. But I mean, everything good. Like, I've been at work all day. Gonna slave away again tomorrow for another 12 hours. Every day.
It's all good. It's not for nothing. You feel me?
Yeah, hey,
bro,
true.
Look, though, I hate to steal this off topic, but I was thinking about this during that versus battle, bro. All right,
what
you doing? I honestly feel like Roscoe Dash was supposed to be the next Soulja Boy. Like he couldn't stay though. Like, cause I ain't gonna, y'all can't count. You feel me? Cause he had a wave, boy. That boy wave was crazy.
Yeah,
his wave was crazy. His mixtapes and shit were going.
When being an artist, you gotta have like the people behind you though.
Sometimes
your team can really fuck you up.
Yeah. And the other thing, like, the nigga was Travis Porter too, so you gotta account
what
that.
You mean he was Travis Porter too?
I thought Travis Porter.
Ali, I apologize, bro. We know him.
Hey,
it's a whole group, bro. Roscoe Dash.
I thought he was a part of the group.
No, lad. No, they
because
made
the wave and the sound was the exact same.
Nah. Travis Porter and Roscoe Dash. I mean, they were same way. Yeah, I feel
it was the exact. I can't tell the difference.
But Travis Porter with three niggas.
I know. I thought he was a part of the nigger dome.
No.
No, he wasn't.
It was like a slight beef because you remember they had two versions of All the Way Turned Up. They had the Travis Porter version.
That's another reason why I'm fucked up right now because I heard the two ways.
Then they had Roscoe Dash.
Wait, Roscoe Dash, same man?
Huh?
So all the
yeah, Roscoe Dash. That's All the Way. Yeah, that's Roscoe Dash. And then Travis Porter got the All the Way, they version of All the Way Turned Up, which came out before Roscoe shit. We talking about Travis?
One of them,
Roscoe, the one with the guitar on it? That's Roscoe shit. The one with Soulja Boy on it. That was the hardest one.
The voice you hear in the background, I know you can't see it, but that is the manager. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
That is the manager.
Yeah, shout out to
she making
manager.
Sure she keep us correct right now. You hear them facts back there? Like, not only, is, you know what I'm saying? She stay on top.
But yeah, that's all I was saying. I really do feel like Roscoe should have been, like...
there.
He was the second Soulja Boy to me. He could have been the second Soldier Boy. He just yeah, wasn't. Come on, bro. With the fucking the Mohawk shit and all, niggas was doing that. You can't tell me. Niggas was doing Mohawks because of Roscoe Dash.
I think the second Soldier Boy is Yachty.
No. Hell no.
Yeah. Yachty make better music. Hell yeah. No,
that's a totally different. Yeah, Yachty hard now. Like, Yachty hard though. Like, Yachty got his own lane, bro. Yeah.
No, I feel like Yachty and like Uzi in the same, like.
They are.
They're like insane.
I think Uzi a little bit.
Uzi musically is way better than Yachty.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
They in the same weirdness.
Yeah, they in the same little
realm. I can definitely see that.
We got some people in the comment section. We got to say what's up to. Shout out to Cuz Johnny Seville in the building. We got Anna. She commenting, but her ass on the show. Shout out to Coco K. We got Amaya LaDashia.
Hey, Maya.
Oh, okay, then. And then we got Diamond Black.
Hey, Diamond.
Says she loves
you. Are these some of your people?
Hey, Para Davidson.
Yeah. Big shot. Hey, you know what, bro? You did the right. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna salute her real quick, because you did what you put. You got your people over here supporting you on the platform. Big shouts out to y'all for supporting her. You feel me? And that just shows a testament to your reach, because some people... They claim they got people that fuck with them. They won't even.
They don't even be there.
You feel me?
Yeah, he be like that. Yeah, like, people in the comments.
But we got people who fuck with us. Like,
shout out to True, who's in the comments and not here.
You feel me, bro? I seen you at drum practice or whatever you were doing.
Don't do it. Me was at church, man.
Yeah, you was at church, bro. You get passed.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
At all times.
let's keep on moving, man. We got a very special interview today, man. First. Like, we ask them all the time when they get on the show, how did you come up with your rap name? Because there's a lot of meaning behind the name that you give your artistry and your career.
I came up with you at, like, my name Braylon, my real name Braylon.
Okay.
And, like, my cousin, her middle name was Rochelle. So, like, people started calling her Rochelle. So then she was like, I gotta think of your name. And when she thought of my name, see that B-Ray and B-Ray and Shay, you get kind of like go together a little bit. And then I just recently added the dime part because I feel like I'm the dime. You know?
So it's B-Ray.
Is it? Yeah.
B-Ray the dime.
B-Ray. Okay.
Come on. Don't have me up here fucking up the name.
Yeah. But I go by Bray.
Yeah,
Bray.
You get what I'm saying?
Bray is my name. Yeah, but my rap name, B-Ray.
Okay,
so I was half right. You just trying to save the day for my ass.
But my Facebook name, like, Brayda Dime. Okay. You get what I'm talking about, like, Brayda Dime. Yeah. But when I come to rap and B-Ray, you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's like the alter ego, you know?
Bad.
So which one you want me to stay with?
Well, we talking, we ain't rap right now, so Bray.
Bray. All right, we gonna go with Bray. I'll make sure I get it.
We can do Bray.
All right, you know what I'm saying? So, all right, so... You came up with your name that way. Like, what inspired you to get into the music scene?
I actually started singing in church.
That's the second time I heard that. That's cool.
And I really, like, most people probably expect me to, like, sing because I'm a good singer.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I did this one song called Bust Down, Bitch. You can cut something, right?
Yeah.
I did this one song called Bust Down, Bitch.
You want to try a couple of them motherfuckers?
Yeah, you want to.
I had did this one song, Bust Down, Bitch, and, like, the first week, it got, like, 2,000 plays. Like, everybody was playing it on Snapchat and stuff, like, for my city and stuff. And it just went, like, bigger than I thought, like, with the rap stuff.
Yeah.
So then I just, you know, I went with it. And I like it.
Okay, so you went from the bus down. Now you asking them, you know, drop the ad.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us about that song and, you know what I'm saying, how you came up with that.
Drop the ad. I wrote that actually, like, when a lot of people, like, be beefing with people. And sometimes you could be beefing with somebody. And I wrote that song from, like, a point of view of other people's point of view. Like, when they be, you know, sometimes you could be beefing with somebody and... You just be like, some people be want to fight. You know, like, everybody don't be want to talk. Like, where you at? Drop the Addy. You know, yeah. Like.
But you after drop the Addy. I'm going to drop it.
Yeah,
they
but it don't hurt the ass though. You know,
it don't hurt the ass.
Like, where you at?
Like, I'm on my fucking reckless shit. But I'm still trying to give you some.
Yeah, like, just drop the Addy. Yeah, but I ain't even going to pull up. Even though I might even know where you stay. But just go ahead and drop your address. Then, you know, like, then we on a mutual ground. You know, you told me to pull up. Come on, we can pull up. You know, we can
do it. Yeah. So this is the respectful way to let you know
I wanna fight.
I'm on your ass.
Yeah.
So if you finna get a fight, just Yeah, I drop her song, like,
yeah.
So
if the song
is like, if you if you got somebody that you beefing with right now, and that like you just want to fight them, like you want pressure, you want smoke, just you play the song and tell them, you know, like you think they're acting, like tell them to drop the attitude, what's up?
You need to be on some reality show. Like, yeah, she need to be on like, yeah, like
Mobile.
Like, no, I'm talking about like Jocelyn Cabaret song.
Oh, Jocelyn,
yeah, don't get the bobby motherfucker. You feel me?
I was thinking of the House Ladies of Beverly Hills or Atlanta or some shit.
I do like them bobby or nothing.
I got a friend.
You gotta have a little drama with you. You gotta have a little drama.
She had somebody drop the Addy the other day, and now she facing charges just because she showed up to the Addy. Like, oh, damn. Don't be that person.
No, no, you can't tell nobody to drop the Addy if you're gonna drop the police stuff. That's the whole point of you just you dropping the Addy, because if you drop the Addy, you tell me to pull up. I'm gonna show it to the police, and I'm gonna tell them they told me to pull up. You know?
Yeah, like they solicited this. They paid the whatever it cost for unlimited text messages.
Yeah.
But his ass would be to be delivered hot to and ready. Place.
They told me the location where they gonna be at this time. So I'm you can't call the police.
Yeah. They went from Uber Eats to Uber Beats. Uber Beats ass. Bro, that's the name of the episode, Uber Beats. I fuck with it.
Uber Beats?
Uber Beats.
Oh, okay.
Did y'all see what the name of the episode for last week's episode was?
What?
Booty noodles. Fucking booty noodles.
Man, special booty noodles.
Shout out to
That shit sounds.
Have y'all ever heard them called chitlins booty noodles?
No.
Yeah, okay. They saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Who the fuck?
Well, I just never heard them called that. Thank you.
But
thank
like,
you.
I can
that
think
was my whole
that.
Thing.
Like, you know that I never heard.
I understand that they're called booty noodles.
But
I've never
like,
heard
I
them called chitlins booty noodles.
Yeah, man.
That's some you shit.
Fucking
me. I don't eat them, so it ain't some me shit. It's some other people shit because they talk about
Grand Bay shit.
Yeah, that swamp water. Fucking booty. It is, in fact, Pride Month, and I wanted to ask Breda Dunn, like, how do you like what are your views and thoughts on Pride Month?
Pride Month, I think it's a month for everybody to get an understanding, and I really feel like in being in the LGBTQ community,
mm-hmm.
I just wish, like, when you see comments and stuff, I just wish people would, like, educate themselves and, like, get to know about the community a little more. You know, like, because sometimes you be loud and wrong, you know, you don't even know what you be talking about. Like, say, for instance, I go by she and her, I'm a trans woman. Mm-hmm. I represent the T in the LGBTQ, which means that I'm not part of the gay community.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gay. I'm not a gay male anymore. I'm a transgender female. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's different. And people look at it like, I'm still a gay boy. Like, some people who are not educated and who don't take the time to educate themselves, they look at it like we're all in the same box and we're all very different. But we're just one big lifestyle, I would say. Yeah. A lifestyle.
And I know, like, y'all, as the LGBTQ community, y'all guys, like, really stick together.
It's a big community, yeah.
Have you seen, like, a noticeable a part of your fan base be just the community?
Yeah. Because you got to think about it. Right now, you got Santana, which is a gay male rapper who's out here, like, doing it. But you don't have, when you think of it, you don't have a trans woman in rap.
That's true.
You really don't.
You know, and, it's like, when I go through, like, record labels and stuff, and we like have meetings and stuff, and they always ask me like, how would we market you, or like, how would we, you know, like, they don't really know like what box to put you in, which I feel like I'm a female rapper, you know, like, just put me in a female rapper, I'm representing LGBT, you know, but I don't want to be like called like a gay rapper or like you know, like, no, like, I'm just a rapper, I'm a female rapper.
I know, I did think of one artist that probably did it in that community, Big Freedia.
Yeah, Big Freedia, definitely. But Big Freedia is a bounce artist, and Big Freedia is in a lane of her own. She's like, and I don't really even know if Big Freedia even, like, goes by she. I don't know. I don't know if Big Freedia is actually, like, a trans woman, you know, like, you know, some people go and take the other steps.
Yeah,
like,
Yeah.
Me, I'm willing to, like, go get my breasts done, get my, you know, get other surgeries and stuff. Big Freedia, I don't really, you know, it's different. It's levels, you know?
Yeah. I wanted to also, like, ask you.
But I definitely love Big Freedia.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Big Freedia. It's a vibe. I wanted to ask you, like, with you being, you know, transgender, what, like, struggles do you face being in the music scene?
A lot. Like, a lot of people are listening to my song and they're like, oh, you hard. But then, like, when it comes to representing you and, like, when it comes to, like, people really taking the time to manage you, people, like, I've had people that wanted to manage me because they like my music, but they don't want me to come out as a transgender woman. They want me to come out as still a male and then get my notoriety and then, like, kind of like a little Nas, because they're scared of you coming out in the world don't accept you because you're already who you are. But, you know, I'm more of a person that I'm already, you know, like, I'm already she. I'm not changing just for no, when he coming to come and when it's my time, you know, it'll be my time. But it be a lot of, like, in the music industry. Say, for instance, like, a man, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. This man wanted to, he wanted to, like, kind of, like, invest in me slash, like, sign me on his management. But he's kind of, like, a hood dude a little bit. And he don't, like, he don't really know how to put me on his roster because, you know, I'm kind of representing him, too, and I'm a transgender. You get what I'm saying? You know, some people don't want you to think, like, they with that, too, or they, like, you know. But you support good music. But everybody don't look at it like that.
I'm thinking, like, if people do look at it that way, as far as, like, representation, then they are, I would say that their views of their representation is flawed. Because, like, if let's say if I had a label, you know, off the rock label, I wouldn't mind having you on my label. Not only are you a representation of me, but a representation of that I am accepting to others. Yes. And I'm also...
And it shows your character. Like, you know, you're a straight male willing to accept someone of a different lifestyle. Yeah. And, like, you know, one thing about the LGBT community, we are a big community and we support each other. Yeah. Like, wondering if you're going to get, like, abused and stuff, that's... Just off the rip, you're gonna confuse just because somebody pushed it, just because you know that's part of my community and she doing it. You know, for us, you know, she giving us a name, she making us look better. So they automatically support, you know. But it just be a matter of how and what are the people gonna think and stuff like that. You know, like some people would be like investors in the background.
Yeah.
But not really wanna come like to the front just because they're scared of what you know what? What they don't want to be attached to.
That's a coward ass move. Like that's such a coward ass.
But one thing about it though, you can't deny music and you can't deny talent. You know,
like
you know, I know a lot of straight boys who listen to my song. They be like, you know, I don't rap like that, but that's hard. You know, and I respect that too.
Yeah, because I listened to it and I liked it, and I knew you know who you were, but that didn't affect me at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I guess. You know, like, as I do some research, I say, like, I'm a straight male, but I consider myself as a LGBTQ ally. Like, I'm somebody they can come and talk to. And,
yeah, like, you and know, not you can have gay friends and still be straight, you know?
Yeah, and I have those, but, like...
If anything, I always be like, the men who... When, about me, personally, I'm not, like, someone who comes on to people or, like... You know, I understand if they're, like... If a person of my community is like coming on to you, but it's always the people who nobody even be like stunned. No, like ain't nobody coming to see you. I was just like, and it just be people like that you just be like, what's going on? Like I don't even look at you like that, and they're just. But those people be insecure in themselves. Like a man who can't listen to one of my songs or think like he can't be around me, or when I come around, like I change up that whole atmosphere. Move. I feel like he kind of suspect, like.
Bear.
You know, like, why you can't take? Like, I don't understand why you can't take me being around you. And I'm not, you know, I'm not really staying. You're staying me, you know? That's weird to me. That's another thing that you face.
Yeah.
In the community, like, people automatically think, like, that a person, like, a gay person or a transgender, like, want them. Like, a straight male, automatically they think you want them or you trying them. But we have a type, too. You know, everybody's not my type. Everybody's not... You know, my sister's type, everybody's not my brother's type, so.
Dude, I be thinking, like, deep down in their consciousness because they want you to.
Yeah,
they
do.
They want you to want
definitely,
them to.
That's what it be. And they be like, they find you attractive and they wonder why, like, why do I find this person attractive that I don't supposed to find attractive? So they're fighting a battle within themselves. Like, damn, I don't supposed to be. You know, I don't really supposed to be doing that. Like, why the fuck was wrong with me? But really, you know, you just like the girl, and you know.
This is what it is.
It just be you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you're beautiful as male or female. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
You're gorgeous.
Thank
anyway.
You.
But, yeah.
Well, let's shift some gears. Let's get back into the music. Alright, so like, how do you create a song? Do you create the hook first, or do you create the lyrics? Which one comes to you first?
I listen to the beat first. Like, I write a song based off the beat. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody send me a beat, I can't just freelance and then like go put it on the beat. I write a song like based on the beat and match it to the beat. Mm-hmm. And I normally write like, really, that's really weird that you asked me that, because I was just thinking the other day, I don't write like chords, verse. I'm just now starting to like try to write it like that. Mm-hmm. Normally when I write songs, it'd be like kind of like all over the place, but it comes together.
Yeah.
Because it do be a chorus with it, and it do be something that I repeat, but I just don't really like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't really, I just write. Mm-hmm. And normally to start off with my verse, and then like I'll find something that's really catchy out of the verse and make it into my chorus.
Okay.
And then I just keep saying that part.
Is that kind of how like you wrote Drop the Addy?
Drop the Addy came about, I heard the beat and I was just like listening, and I was like, this can be like, it's summertime. Mm-hmm. And an artist's goal during the summertime is definitely to make like a summer anthem.
Yeah.
Like something that's going to jump in the summer. Like, you know, you can play it at a pool party, cookout, stuff like that, like at the club. So I heard it and I was just like the beat was real, real hard and like aggressive. But don't. Then I was like, where you at? Drop that. I just wrote that part first. It's B-Ray, but you know what's happening. I dropped that. I wrote that part first, and then like I went back and wrote the verses for it.
That's dope. So I would say that you probably, yeah, you just got an abstract way of just putting music and art together. Yeah. Do you have any, like if I was to ask you, like, give me your top five, like, inspiring artists, like, who helped you, like, who did you listen to? Who influenced you to do this?
I rap and sing.
Okay.
So, definitely I'm inspired by Brandy. Ooh, that's one of my favorite singers. Jasmine Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj.
Got all them calls.
Beyonce as a writer and mm-hmm. a singer. Right now, I've been getting into Summer Walker and Her. Like, yes. I like them.
They're great.
And Sasha Santana, because, like, he kind of made it. You know, it's been, like, people before him, but he's went so far that it kind of made me believe, like, it is hope for, like, someone like me to be bigger in the music industry. You know, sometimes you put yourself in your own box and you say where you're not going to be able to go, where you, you know. Just because, you know, people don't fuck with stuff like that. That's what you think to yourself. But then, you know, he's out there breaking boundaries and breaking, you know. So it show, like, how far you really can go if you push yourself.
And that's just dope.
So that's, like, my number one. Like, you know, right now that's my number one. Just because of how far he went. We're, like, in the same lane almost. Yeah. You know?
So what is your strongest trait about yourself?
Personally, I feel like that I'm humble. No matter what life brings me. Life brings me, like life really has been good to me at a young age. And I always stay humble and never believe like that I'm better than nobody. I feel like that I have a good charactership about myself. Like, I feel like I treat everybody good. Like, I'm not bad at people. Like, I don't really care, like, if you got $5 or $5,000. Like, you know, like, you my friend and I got it. You can call me, like, all my friends know that, like, they could be broke. And, like, we can go on a trip, and, bitch, I got everything. You know, if you don't got it, I got it. And I feel like that's a big character trait about me. Like, I can't do people wrong. Like, I don't do people wrong.
It's like you got a big heart, like mm-hmm. a heart of gold.
Yeah.
That sometimes can get you in some situations.
That's not a good thing always, because I find myself in, like, bad situations a lot where, like, people use you and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. in the end, I always think about it, like, you know, God's gonna bless me. I'm gonna get my blessings in the end.
That's true. Like,
you know, very spiritual.
Okay.
My granddad is, well, my papa is a pastor. And, you know, I was raised right. And, you know, and I'm very spiritual. I still pray to God. And, you know, I don't really go to church very often because of people kind of judge me in my church. But I do pray and have my own relationship with God.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's one thing to always keep, because I can always push you forward.
Yeah.
Now, just as we ask you what your best trait is, like, would you be able to tell us what you think your biggest flaw is?
My biggest flaw? My biggest trait is actually also my biggest flaw.
Like, I can see that.
because it gets me like in a lot of like points where I help somebody else when I really don't even got it to be helping, and I always find myself like feeling tired or something like that because I expect everybody to be me, and you know they're not. Everybody's not gonna be
same,
like you.
But if you feel like that, you can get your heart broken over and over.
Yeah, again, I'm learning that.
I feel you.
I'm learning that, man. But everyone's not, you know, like everyone's not gonna be me. You know, everybody's not gonna have my heart.
Yeah. So if we could. All right. So you just got in a rap game. Mm-hmm. If we could go to like Zoom, maybe like I'll say 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. What do you think you would be?
I don't even want to Grammy by then. I want to be like...
Ooh.
I want to be
big
like...
Big aspirations.
I want to be like biggest. Because I know what my talent is. And I like... You know, like, I know that I'm a very multi-talented person. I want to be like real big. Like, I want to be like a household name. Like, but I don't want to put a gender on it. Like, I don't want to have a gender role. Like, I don't want anyone to be like that gay rapper, B-Ray. I want people to look at me like... You know, like, I want them to put me in a category with everybody. Like, you know? Like, yeah. Really notice my talent over my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. So, when we bring up Bray, what do you want people to, like, to think? Like, what do you want people to, like... Let me rephrase it. I'm going to ask you a better question. When I put my headphones on and I listen to your music, how do you want me to feel?
My songs, I'm going to listen to... Like, two of my songs, right?
Yeah.
I have, like, a whole mixtape, but I don't know why I didn't send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
My songs, I be wanting people, like... My songs are very cocky. It's very... It give you, like, kind of, like, I'm that bitch vibe. Like, you know, like... I want people to feel like they that girl. And... Because mostly females listen to my music. And I want a female to think, like, I'm that girl. Like... You know,
yeah.
Life, though, I talk about a lot of deep stuff in my music, too. Like, I have, like, deep songs, too, that I talk about stuff that I have to get over, and I keep pushing, and I talk about, like, heartbreak, but then again, I turn right back around and be like, fuck them niggas, and I just want people to know that, like, life give you lemons, you make lemonade, and you move the fuck on, and you be that girl.
Then you put vodka in that motherfucker,
yeah.
And spice that
shit. Yeah.
I heard you say that you were, I heard you say that you were, like, you're humble, and I heard you say just now that you, like, your music is cocky. Does that feel like a space for you to really just lock in and just pop your shit off?
On some
you being a humble person, you feel me, does that give you that?
On some records, like, I be Bray. Yeah. And then, I mean, B-Ray. Some records, I feel like I be B-Ray. And then some records, I can hear B, and I be like, oh, I'm going to be like B-Ray to dying on here. Yeah, I'm going to talk my shit. Yeah. You know.
So there was a rapper, I believe, off Love & Hip Hop, and I think he goes by Candy. When mm-hmm. he's, Candy. You know, when he is, she, like, do
yeah,
you feel like...
Cross-dress.
Like, right. Yeah. Like, do you... So you just trying to, you know, you want the female side, like, to just stay... You don't feel like you would make music on both sides? Okay. That's cool though. I fuck with
like,
you.
I'm like a woman in the naked.
Right.
Like, it's not going back. I want my mom's and everything else, girl. I'm going to be a woman.
That's
it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So what, like, what when you in a studio, like, what is your studio etiquette? What do you have to have in the studio if you're there to create the great
what's
music?
What's your studio starter kit?
Yeah.
I like to have at least, well, my friend slash cousin, we kind of like beefing right now, but she's still my girl. But when I go to the studio normally, she go to the studio with me, and like I like, but she be like my comfort place. Like she let me know, like, you know, like this sound good, and. Like, I really don't like going to the studio without her because she, like, you know, like, she let me know, like, when I feel her, when I see her fitting it, like, I know, like, yeah, I got one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely, like, a friend or two. Somebody that's really going to be into your music and believe in me. Like, I don't really like people that be there and, like, don't be there and don't be, like, listening to my music and, like, really, like, into it like I am. Because you could stay at home, but, like, people that really come to the studio to really, like, listen and really... Give you good feedback and stuff. I like people like that to come to the studio with me. I like that. Take a shot or two sometimes. Like,
or three or four.
sometimes. Like, sometimes you can go in the studio and you can, like, you can nail a song. Like, Like, right now, I've been working on this song. And right now, it sounds good off the studio. But then, like, on mic, sometimes it can give you a little trouble. And sometimes you might need something like, you know, calm you down, smoke me a blunt or two, you know.
Nothing wrong with that?
Yeah.
All right, man. So, I mean, like, so is there anything you might want to tell your fans before we move on with the show?
Drop the Eddie is out now on YouTube. It'll be out on all platforms by next week. I plan on dropping a music video within like a 2-week range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm working on my EP right now. I'm working on my EP, my first project to ever go on all platforms.
It's gonna be dope.
I've been talking to some labels and stuff. I actually have some deals in the making.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Big time.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah.
Oh, off the rock. All we want is just passes to either your signing party or the single release. Yeah.
That's
all
we need.
And y'all gonna come.
And we need another interview.
Yeah. Okay.
What you blood?
Matter of fact, hell, if you do a party, fuck it, we'll host it. All you gotta do, we can host your party. Turn
we do
up.
All that. We do all that shit.
Hey, I'm going to talk to my manager about that.
We'll figure it out behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just got to keep vibing here on Off the Rock. So now we're about to move on to our fame subject. Honor, would you like to tell the lovely people that are sitting at home what we're about to do?
We're about to do Rock It or Drop It, which is brought to you by Punkus the Bando Kitchen.
Shout
Boom!
Out.
Boom! Shout out to John Seville.
He in the comments, dog. Get a plate with him.
Trap B, do your job.
Damn. Damn. That look she gave him could have cut the whole building.
Okay.
Anyway, as the sleight of hand grabs the slightest snacks.
Alright.
Anna, how does Rock It or Drop It work? Nah, never mind. Cash, how does Drop It or Rock It work? Rock It or Drop It, bro. You got the blade. You got the pass.
Hey, yo, so look. In this segment on OTR, we do Rock It or Drop It, which means we try different anonymous objects of food or sometimes maybe a beverage of choice. But today we have Reese's Dip Pretzels. We gonna try one or try a few. If we rock with it, we gonna rock it. And if we don't like it, we gonna drop it. You feel me? So,
in the trash can.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Normally they don't go in the trash
can. And these are pretzels, so these are already getting dropped in the trash can.
Oh, come on, dog.
What?
Oh,
that's what like that. Said, give me one more chance.
Yeah. Hey, you got to open the bag, son. You forgot how to open bags.
Trap don't want to open them hoes since I walked in the door with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at how
he's
looking at
him
right now.
Yeah,
which one is Trap?
This is Trap.
You want to try them?
Yeah, are they
for the show? He eats them. He eats them.
Oh, you already like you already.
Yeah, so don't you be giving your opinion over there in the corner.
You tried these two already?
Sit back and vibe. Let me give me a couple of these ones.
But then, real quick, though, we'll side note on the Wasakis. My daughter, she'll be crushing them up, the regular ones. And she'll use, you know, like, that to, like, season her ramen noodles, y'all. I'm like, she's smart. My daughter, she's 10. I'm like, girl, you been in Metro? She ain't, but she
had. She crushes up Takis and using these
as seasoning? Her seasoning for her noodles. She knows.
Boy, the heart ain't the word. My taste buds made of steel. Goddamn, ooh, what?
That's
what I'm saying. Who told her that shit? Gotta she be, been she saw you do that shit.
No.
What she
I don't eat no noodles.
She been noodles. Watching.
I don't eat noodles, y'all.
Who eat noodles?
No.
I do.
She eat booty noodles.
You need to.
Look, wait. Side note to the booty noodle shit.
You eat chitlin?
I don't. But the reason why we're talking about booty noodles is because a dude that played basketball got imprisoned in China. And all they fed him was chicken ass.
Oh, yo. Yeah. So we talked about this last week.
So that's how we talk about booty noodles. I said, oh, booty noodles.
Yeah, a nigga got held hostage in China, a ball player. And they fed that nigga, like, they gave him the Norbit treatment. Gave that nigga chicken ass.
That's a whole different way of eating ass. Like, that went with...
You ain't living, you doing.
I ain't tripping about them serving it to him. It's the nigga that cooked that shit. I don't even know the nigga that prepared that shit. Like, the fuck going through your mind to know, like, hey, bro, I'm preparing
I'm
chicken ass.
Chinese.
Like, yeah, I'm preparing chicken ass for a nigga to eat. Like,
y'all, look, my baby daddy Asian. Okay? So look, one day I walked in the house. His
he know about the chicken ass.
Not chicken ass, but.
That nigga know about the chicken ass, cat ass. Goddamn.
Look, lizard they had ass. A salad with fire ants, cooked fire ants in that stuff. And then they had grasshoppers one day.
Oh, y'all got like, where you like say what we say on here?
Yeah.
So, your baby daddy bug? Is that what you saying? Your baby daddy bug?
The older Asian dude, his mama and them dude. He just be eating like cow intestines and stuff. So I guess cow.
Yeah, so we have daughter and son.
She don't eat all that. They too white for that. I'm not even white.
That Asian heritage is gonna come out when they about 25 and they get eating octopus tentacles and shit. You gonna see. You watch
what
I tell you.
What the fuck? I'm Greek though. Greek people eat all type of shit too. But my daddy.
I like Greek food.
My daddy eat cow eyeballs. You don't see that in no Greek restaurants around here.
You ain't never ate. Simple Greek hard, I fuck with that shit.
Frog legs good, that ain't good, that shit's
some crazy. And damn, what's the name
Zoe's, of the thing? Yeah, Zoe's Kitchen, bought them steak roll-ups and shit with joke with you got the bottom like hole was, with the
pot. Wait a minute, we had three different conversations, what the hell?
I'm talking about eating pussy, eating oysters.
How did we get to that? We were just talking about pretzels, Jesus.
Anyway, back to the pretzels.
Alright, so rocking the drop it on the pretzels. Brayden Dunn, since you are the guest, tell us first how you feel about these pretzels.
He said he be eating them, like he like them. I wouldn't go buy them.
Yeah, like,
just
gifts,
to go buy them and eat them. I don't see how you like go buy them and eat them.
Yeah. All right, so let's go in depth. Right, how did they?
It's too much peanut butter. Like,
yes.
Like it need a little more. Like I don't know. I'm not really a chocolate fan. Maybe they would have put like some caramel on it or something like that. Maybe.
Okay.
Or like a white chocolate.
Okay.
Yes, white chocolate
right.
Shit.
I'll buy with that cash.
You gotta remove the pretzel.
I don't know. I like the salty part of the pretzel.
I like salty and chocolate together.
I don't like the pretzel. That tastes like wood.
They plain.
What the hell you been eating as a kid? Huh?
No. See, I don't eat them pretzel combos.
No, look, when they after school cow, when they after school cow time, and they used to give us snacks.
No,
and dump the pretzels on
the
napkin. Get them shits away, boy. Oh, it tastes like real wood, salted wood. No kidding.
Salted wood.
I hate pretzels.
This nigga been outside licking trees.
Oh, God. Cause
it's the equivalent if you eat a pretzel. Hey, shit.
Woody and the Woodpecker built that. I'm just fucking with y'all. I don't even know who Woody is. No, I don't. Pause.
I didn't get a little salt shaker. Hold on, babe. Wait.
Get your ass off the show. No. Or a cut.
I need pepper, too. Hold on.
you rock or drop? How you feel?
Oh, I'm like in the middle. I'm not gonna go buy.
Ain't no middle. What was it?
You gotta pick a side.
Oh, I was supposed to say rock or drop.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh.
You in the middle?
I'm not.
I'm gonna buy it.
It's like if it's given to you, you eat.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a middle ground.
Yeah, there is no rock middle drop.
Like, I'm a rocky.
Okay, there
okay,
we go.
You rock with it. Okay.
I mean, I'm a rocky because I'm gonna eat it if it's bought, but I ain't gonna go buy it.
Ah.
I'm gonna drop this.
I'm fucking with these hoes.
But you can take them home with you.
Like that. Because
I mean, oh, trap gonna bring them home.
I don't know. Now, if I get high or something, I think they might be kind of good, though.
If you high, you can eat anything.
I don't know.
Nah, hell no.
No, I ain't got to eat one. That's not like your first, like, two times smoking.
Look.
But once you be
saying if you high, you ain't eating
anything.
I ain't gonna lie. I be concocting some crazy shit.
What's the first thing you ate when you first got high? Ever. Because the first thing I ever ate when I got high was two plates of pizza rolls.
Yeah, I be wanting some good shit when I be high.
Yeah, I ain't gonna count. Yeah, I be wanting to.
It made me want to go like spend like big money on meals and shit. Like
first, yeah, you right. Cause the first time I got high, my ass went to Briquettes. While my chick, boy, that bitch.
Wait, Briquettes wasn't even thought of when I got high. I was 11. But anyway, pizza rolls.
We got questions for
you. You really got
you
pizza rolls. They're good though.
Yeah.
You need therapy. You got now. I got high when I was 11.
Boy, we kicking back over this motherfucker. Okay. I love it.
My sister, hey, come outside, okay?
Well, you can't even be mad at me.
I went to school,
y'all.
Yeah,
so who y'all took out first blunt with?
My first period.
Who did I smoke my first blunt with?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Technically, I smoked my first blunt with the first label.
Wait, no. Different question. When did y'all first get high? Like, who did y'all first get high?
Well, I got a friend.
When you say high, off what?
I weed sometimes, I didn't really feel it, but then one time I smoked again, and I learned how to smoke, I was like, damn, I wasn't like that. The first time I smoked weed, that shit was rigid.
So it fucked up my whole look.
Reggie used to get me high though.
Man, that shit ain't do nothing for me, and it will piss me off.
I used
to love Reggie. You talking to a nigga during that time? I was doing fucking bodies. I was on drink. I was on all that shit.
I'm on these blurs.
So yeah, I was on drink. I been drinking drink for years. Goddamn. So I was doing shit like that. So my first weed encounter was some Reggie, and I was like, damn, this is what all the niggas be raving about. Huh? Hell no, I ain't need it because he ain't do shit. He ain't do nothing. And I'm just looking at them niggas. Them niggas on the whole, man, this shit, hell no. What is it?
I used to be like in middle school smoking.
This shit ain't doing nothing for me.
Reggie used to be getting me high like in middle school. But then
I had some men that got me high. Barely.
Oh, wait. I thought you was talking about like me. Yeah, they
no, I'm talking about Reggie.
They is different.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm talking about Reggie. I'm talking about Reggie.
They is different.
Brown.
I'm talking about like with seeds and
yeah,
all
boy, so many seeds you can get popcorn out that shit. That many seeds. Kernels in there.
Bro, the first time I got high, it was crazy. All right, so at first, I didn't supposed to be leaving the house at all. The object and goal was just to smoke and to be at my house. But then I looked down at my phone. Somebody hit me up. Hey, Rock, can you play this gig?
But this is at your folks' house?
No, this is.
Oh, you was on your own. Okay, I thought you were talking about like you was a teenager.
So you didn't smoke to a grown man?
Yeah, I didn't smoke till I was like 26 or 25.
What you mean? I didn't smoke till I was 18. I didn't smoke weed. I was doing other shit, but I didn't smoke till I was 18.
Yeah, I didn't smoke.
They say weed is the gateway drug, but obviously
I don't know though. I like gateway
to heaven. I feel great.
Now I ain't gonna lie. The first time I smoked some gas.
Yeah.
The first time I smoked some gas, like that shit was amazing.
Me too.
That's
why I seen shit.
Yeah,
I ain't smoking again.
That's why I'm a weed head now, yeah.
Bro. Like, dog.
You ain't say who you
got. You feel me? Yeah, my fault. Yeah, because we interrupted his story. You said, you was supposed to just be smoking.
I was supposed to have been chilling at the crib, but shit, I got a text message like, hey, Rock, can you play this gig? And I'm looking like, I can do the money. I play drums. Like, it's a band type, physical type shit, right? So I told him, I was like, fuck yeah, I can do it. I said, but I'm high as fuck. No, I went to church. No.
Oh, okay.
He do play church on Sunday.
Okay.
I do. Shout out to my church. But I was like, well, fuck it. I got to go down here and play. She was like, yeah, it's cool. Just come on. I was like, all right, shit, fuck it, let's do it. So I goddamn get in the car. My wife get in the car. I'm high as fuck. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah, you ain't, I don't know. I didn't know.
No, you straight. but say, I was high as fuck. I get in the car. I'm driving. The road don't even seem the same. That bitch further than I expected. Yeah. So I'm driving. I'm like, oh, shit. See, I'm like, man, I'm high as fuck. I can't concentrate.
Off the, like, what you, like, this off the weed?
You
off the
weed. Last that time, too.
Hell yeah.
You can't even
wear no shades. But see, weed make me extra a great driver. Like, when
me
I'm high,
I mean, I'd be like 40 miles.
I'd be goddamn driving.
I drive
the speed limit.
I drive
the speed limit when I'm high. For
yeah. Because, like, when you high, don't matter what time you get there. Yeah. But, like, damn, I finally
your
get...
Your tongue's then going to be blowing your eyes.
Damn, man. Fuck them niggas. I'd be too high to even...
Hey, look, though. Look, though, I did some crazy shit. This was me trying to...
Oh, shit, nigga,
trying to venture out as an artist. Go ahead.
I got to finish, nigga. I'm almost done.
Go ahead.
All right,
so... I thought you was done.
It gets better.
He was driving. That's how we got to.
Oh, yeah.
It gets fucking...
We didn't get to the destination.
Bar, I'm stoned as fuck. Can't taste nothing, nigga. Mouth got cotton mouth and shit. I go to the bar. I'm like, hey, bro, can I just get some water? This before I even start playing, right? So then I go in the back. I got to go catch up with the band because I'm trying to get the shit. I ain't bring my drum set. They got this. So I'm going back to... Then they saying, you know, I see niggas, like, hollering at each other and shit. This is the band that I'm in. Like, these niggas are, like, about to fight.
And so, you, like, calm as fuck. You high?
No, I'm not calm. I'm about to freak the fuck out.
Why? Because you high?
Yes. But I'm high as fuck. And these niggas are fighting now.
So you like, what the fuck?
I'm like,
what did I do?
I'm standing up looking around.
I would have been not giving a fuck up. I'm high.
No, because I was like, oh, shit.
He's normally chill as fuck.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Niggas thought, I thought if I got high, I might die because I'd be too chill.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm looking.
His heart gonna stop. He too chill already.
Yeah. I'm looking around. Like, these niggas start fighting. I'm go back. You know, y'all have been like, what the fuck is this? This is at O'Daly's. Okay, so at O'Daly's, y'all, outside, it's a little business and shit. I like walk back. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on? I'm just praying don't nobody come fight me because, nigga, I am not ready. at all.
He might swing and miss.
All right, so they go to fight. They pull that shit apart. And then now it's time for us to get on the stage and play. So we all get up there. We get ready to play. I'm high. I'm like, nigga, I don't even know what the fuck they about to start with. Can I even play
you
right
your
now?
Shit and everything.
Yeah, like, I never played with this band for real.
Oh, my God, it was your first time playing with them, too?
It was like the third. I don't remember them songs because it was like 3 months apart from the last time I played. So I'm like,
Why you gonna hire your first time for the show?
I didn't know they hit me up in the middle of the house.
Like,
nigga could try to catch up. So I'm sitting down on the fucking drum set. About to get
somebody
ready to play.
In the comments, he said, was y'all with him?
You wait a minute, this is about us, bro? We're not talking about that.
I'm not hearing the story then. All right,
so like, I'm sitting down.
Hold on, bro. Tastes like wood. Could cast built like a beaver. Bro, I'm about to smoke your ugly ass. You ugly as shit over there, Jane. I'm sick of your cousin, bro. Put the comments on mute for me, bro. Because every time I look, I just see some shit. Cash built like something. Every time.
Cash.
Yeah, I'm cash.
But hold on, nigga. I'm at the end of this fucking store. All right, so look.
My fault, bro. It's just one nigga that just dressed like the movie man in the comments. Oh, God. The nigga that
but
come in.
He the one that plugs the Band-Aid kitchen. I can't even talk. Last time he said Band-Aid. But anyways.
He wear big black gas station t-shirts and black jean
don't
shorts.
Do him like that. But he a chef. And he drank everybody.
They got a stage.
And he wear gas station Jordans.
Like
you got the Chevron 5s on right now. Bro.
I know, it's just a restaurant.
No, I don't
think
he got a restaurant. But he do make food.
The Abdul
Sessions. Oh my god. But anyway, dog.
Go ahead.
So I'm getting ready to play the damn drums, right? And somebody snapped.
Well, your story got commercials?
I know.
He having them because you keep talking.
Exactly. I know, bro. This was making it fun. I'm sorry.
Bro, because I'm like at the end of this shit. I'm at the end of it, right? So I'm getting ready to play, dog. And it's a curtain behind me because you can go from outside to inside. Bro, they moved the curtain and somebody snatched the seat from up under me while I'm playing. I almost fell, but I didn't. I don't know how. Maybe because I was high. But then, shit, man, they went to, like, talking about the drum set. And she's like, my boyfriend came with the drums. I'm taking the drum set home. I'm like, nigga, what? So then I wound up having to go to get another drum set. But it was on stairs and shit. When you high. Like
every, you just lost at this point. Like, you don't even know.
I was all fucked up. I grabbed the drum set. Yeah, apparently. I don't know. But, like, shit, it took everything but in God for me to get that drum set down step by step because it seemed like every step I took, that motherfucker go big. Yeah. Yes.
You must was with Brandon. He said the fact you remember what I did.
Oh, but anyway.
So what happened?
Hold on. That nigga Janet said he dressed like a pool.
Here, bro.
Pool boy.
A wet pool. What kind of pool?
A pool boy. You too high, dog.
Nigga, I dressed like a pool boy. Oh, a pool boy. The fuck do that mean?
Oh, no, dog.
That shit weak. You already got that? Smoking that. That shit weak. Ain't my wrong with you.
That nigga Johnny built like a Ben Spoons.
Oh, no.
He finna drink my kneecap. Anyway.
When you use it. Anyways.
Look, bro. Let's just know I made $150 and I was high as fuck doing it. Takis, please.
Poor rockin' is 20
you
minutes.
You ain't have money.
Huh?
How much you made off the
money?
$150. Okay,
I did DMT.
I played for this out.
This shit look good. But I gotta tell y'all what I think about when I see this, but I can't tell y'all.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I did DMT at a music festival.
How old
are you? 25.
I
ain't never doing that shit again.
Hey, Sherry Prayer said that's my
problem. Nah, I ain't never did shrooms, but.
You did DMT?
Huh? Cause I don't like mushrooms, so I don't eat mushrooms in general anyway. So I ain't want them shit. I did DMT, I did ayahuasca, the ayahuasca shit, whatever the shit that come out the frog. I did that shit sat me the fuck back.
The frog?
Yeah.
You can lick it. Lick a frog?
This is frog.
And it's gonna get you high.
Hell yeah.
You don't try shrooms? I wanna try that.
No, friend of mine said he's seen God and the devil and he's been in the mental hospital.
No, I'm trying to tell you about the DMT.
I wanna try like something
you gonna
different.
See some of everything on that shit.
What's that like?
Some shit you ain't supposed to see. DMT is dimethyltryptamine. That it's like the purest form of acid. Like
we live right now, dog.
That's not an illegal substance. Joe Rogan, which has a Spotify deal, talks on his Spotify on his fucking podcast about DMT all the time. He's a DMT
addict. You heard this song, Brandon? You went to my song?
Hey, buddy, hold bustin'.
They call them like a purple one.
So let's do it. All right.
It tastes a little better. Like they like not as hard as the purple.
Okay, so tell me why. Please tell me, y'all. Ooh. Y'all all old enough to know what the blue waffle is, right?
Yeah.
Man, we're not going.
Okay, good.
We're not going now, dog.
Why do I think about that when I see that bag, though?
Like, we not going
there. We not gonna go there, but
no. All right.
Let's just sleep.
So, rock it or drop it. Bray, how you feel about the Itaki?
I don't like them.
Why not?
I thought I kind of like them.
Oh, why do you?
They kind of, I like the purple bag, and they kind of taste like a purple bag, but just, I just wish that was a little bit more, like, spicy, though.
I think that's why I like
them.
Blue booty noodles.
Oh, my God.
No, Anna. No Smurf ass noodles on here.
She put some
Whitney
in it.
Anyway.
I rock with them. Them bitches busting because they're not too spicy. I like them shit. Like, Takis be tearing my mouth up. I ain't gonna cap. Them don't tear my mouth up. I can repeatedly just eat them without having to get drink.
They good though.
Thank you.
Yeah, they
busting. My thing is, now I don't understand. It's when you bite into these holes, it sounds like you broke your jaw.
Oh, God. Or your teeth.
Cause these hoes hard, like they did like 5 years in prison. Hard.
I got good, healthy, strong teeth.
It's gonna have the same crunch regardless of what kind of teeth you got. Wood teeth like George Washington or whatever. It's gonna sound the same.
Or demented rockhead teeth like yours. No.
Oh, I'm gonna knock your ass down. Fuck you, JK. Johnny Seville, go ahead.
Boy, if that's your MO, I'm sorry.
Fuck you, JK.
Big dicky short wearing ass man.
I'm dirty. Poor man.
I love Johnny. But he be smoking me in the comments
and
I don't be knowing.
Him to cook for you.
No, I'm scared if I'm gonna cook for me now. I be smoking him too much.
Bro, look, this has been a great episode. I don't know, what you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Hey, y'all, so look, check it. If you ain't got one, I'll rock you, what?
That nigga said check
under
it.
A rock, but that wasn't where we were going.
Fuck all y'all. Anyways.
Yo.
check it, guys.
Anyway.
Where are we going with it then?
Bray, what would you like to tell people before we get off it?
Oh, we're doing inspirational moments.
Before I get off here, if y'all not fucking off the rock, come fuck with them. They good people over here.
I'm going to hip you to the lingo before we leave.
Okay.
You was close.
And yeah, you were very close.
Really close.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get closer, but anyways, yeah. And they said they dropping the Addy. So, you know, keep dropping the Addy on YouTube.
Go stream
that shit. You can go type in B-Rated 9. It's going to pop up. You'll see my nails. They had on some pink nails with a chain to say B-Ray, drop the Addy. Go get that right now. It's on YouTube and it'll be on our platforms next week. And I'd like to thank y'all for having me too.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for coming through.
Yes. When I drop my mixtape, y'all going to come back through?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm going to drop my EP.
Let us know.
Okay.
And all we got eight.
But I'm only, I only way I'm coming is if y'all listen to it, though. Y'all got to be listening to it, though.
We got you.
Drop the Addy.
Okay.
Drop the link. We got you.
Yeah, we're in there.
We got you.
Cash, bro, anything you want to tell people?
We take it all out, bro.
No, I got to tell people.
Say less.
Well, you want me to do it? Okay, look. I'll go and say my part. All right, so check this out, man. Look, Alterbride got a fun-filled week of people that's about to be here. But tomorrow, same time, same spot, we got Chubb Love finna be on Alterbride.
Chubb Love, what you talking about?
You already know, bro. He gonna come through, gonna kick it with us, gonna talk to us about his music. Y'all already know what we do over here. We also got Thursday, we got Celebrity Chef Rod going to be on this thing.
Big Rod.
On Wednesday, we got T-Man and Tyler showing up to this
yes,
thing.
Yes, sir.
Look, bro, y'all tune in. It's going to be a whole fun-filled week off the rock, bro. We even got Big Chop coming through.
Okay.
But see, look, y'all going to learn about Chop, because Chop going to be putting so many people in the game, it's going to be ridiculous. Chop's my ball. Here we go.
What, y'all name like regulators down here, like...
Yeah,
like good record labels that's really like pushing their artists and stuff.
Yeah, I mean it's a number.
When we get off the high, we can talk about that.
All right then. All right. Well, look, it is time. Cash, tell the people what they gotta do.
Hey man, say man, look man.
The link.
Look man, get your tissue because you got an issue. If you're not fucking with Off the Rock, you under a rock.
Exactly.
Hit that follow button. Fuck with us, man.
Hold on. You got to say it one more time.
One more again.
Hold on. Let me find it. Say it one more time for my people.
I got you. Look, if you're not fucking with Off the Rock, you under a motherfucking
rock. Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get your tissue.
Hey, look,
go do
bro.
That. Go do that. Go
and
do
we
that.
Out. Shout out to C now.
Pew.